USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The defense has rested in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Closing arguments will take place Monday, and then it will be up to a jury of our peers. A federal appeals court on Thursday has temporarily banned the National Archives from releasing some of former President Trump's records to the House Select Committee investigating January 6. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has set oral arguments in the case for November 30. A federal court has ordered a politicized Department of Justice to stop extracting data from the phone of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe. The FBI claimed a search warrant was issued because of a diary of Ashley Biden, which was never published. Ashley is President Biden's daughter. According to court documents, the government must confirm by today that it has stopped the search of O'Keefe's devices. In a surprise upset, the Dolphins beat the Ravens 22-10 in last night's Thursday Night Football. USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Standard Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
As preparations for your Thanksgiving feast are probably starting to take shape, keep a heads up if chicken is on the menu. A recall has been announced.
The Food Safety and Inspection Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced Innovation Solutions is now recalling nearly 100,000 pounds of raw ground chicken patty products. The agency announced the recall of the raw chicken, saying that the Kent, Washington-based company issued the recall after receiving complaints about customers finding bones in the chicken burger product. The agency said it's concerned that some products may be stored in people's freezers, and it's urging people to not eat the meat and to dispose of it or return it to the place of purchase. The products affected by the recall include Trader Joe's chili lime chicken burgers and spinach feta chicken sliders. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This year, Thanksgiving is officially Thursday, November 25th. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The least affected age group in the fight against the coronavirus is that of children. The 5 to 11 age group, according to science, is no more potent than the seasonal flu. In fact, this age group has virtually a 0% chance of harmful effects from COVID-19. Neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson on Newsmax questions the push to vaccinate this age group with an experimental vaccine.
And the science tells us that the mortality rate from COVID for children is 0.025%, about the same as it is for seasonal flu. We don't go through all of these measures every year for seasonal flu. And in addition to that, this is still experimental. We have no idea what the long-term consequences are. Why wouldn't we simply encourage people to seek the advice of their caregiver and arm themselves with appropriate information rather than having a bunch of bureaucrats, even if some of them have MD behind their name, trying to make decisions for everyone. And there is no one-size-fits-all, because when you look at the people who have died, the children who have died, almost all of them had significant comorbidities. So why would you take something that was zero risk and inject long-term risk into it? But the children are going to be around for a very long time. Why would we subject them to that risk?
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.